PR. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some of my favorite singer-songwriters singing about the idea of the American icon, the Western hero. Yeah, the Western hero. You know, when I think of a musician that represents what that might stand for, you know, a man who takes his own path, finds his own way, who's always on the move, got to keep moving. He's a loner. Neil Young was born on November the 12th in 1945, 79 years. He released his debut album in 1968 when he left the Buffalo Springfield, self-titled album Neil Young. And shortly after that, he did an acoustic concert in Manhattan at Carnegie Hall in 1970, where he sings a song that just kind of describes in very modern terms the idea of a Western hero, the loner. And then we're going to skip ahead a few decades to 1994, the album that he recorded with Crazy Horse, Sleeps with Angels, came out after Kurt Cobain left us. There's a song on there actually entitled Western Hero. This is Neil Young, the loner. Yeah, you don't want to cut Neil Young off when he's letting his guitar fade out. Western hero. He wore a long coat to the ground. He wore big boots that made a sound. He had a six cut on his hip. But now he doesn't carry it. The Western hero, he's a man of his convictions. You might call him stubborn. He's critical of society. He's always on the move. He's always trying to get ahead of things. And we typify that a lot of times in gunslingers in the Western idea of a man that stands up for things and is critical. And Tom Petty was born on October the 20th in 1950. He died too young at 66 years. On October the 7th, sorry, October the 2nd in 2017. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released the album Into the Great Wide Open in 1991, just about the same time as the album we just heard from Neil Young. There's a song on there called Two Gunslingers. It's just perfect. And the final album that Tom Petty released with the Heartbreakers in 2014 is called Hypnotic Eye. And the idea is, you know, all you can carry. The idea is that things change fast and you always have to be on the move. So, Tom Petty, the idea of the Western hero. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Two Gunslingers.
Gunslingers walked out in the street, and one said, I don't want to fight no more. And the other gunslinger thought about it, and he said, yeah, what are we fighting for? I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control. And the stranger told his missus, that's the last one of these gunfights you're ever gonna drag me to. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control of my life now, right now. Slingers went riding out of town, and we're never heard from no more. And there ain't been a gunfight for a long time, maybe never, but nobody knows for sure. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control.
You can. sober up. It's the truth. Well, then it makes a good man
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was his final album, studio album, Hypnotic Eye, released in 2014. All you can carry, take what you can, all you can carry. We got to leave the past behind. The idea of moving, and we started that with two gunslingers. You know, I don't want to fight anymore. Yeah, maybe I don't. What are we fighting for? An amazing artist, an amazing singer-songwriter. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And, you know, when I think about the Western, the idea of the American icon, the Western hero, West Coast rock and roll, I don't know, but Neil Young and Tom Petty are up there when I consider the music of my generation that has really, you know, reflected the culture. They're two of the most powerful songwriters. And David Crosby, he's in that echelon. David Crosby, August 14th, 1941. He was 81 years old when he passed away on January the 18th in 2023. Who ever thought that he would live that long? I mean, he lived hard. He lived hard, but he created the last recordings that he started to make in 2014. His last five or six albums were a lifetime achievement. Amazing. But we're going to go back. We're going to go back to 1971 when he released his very first solo album after Crosby, Stills and Nash. The album was called If I Could Only Remember My Name. And there's a song on there that is just timeless. It's called Cowboy Movie. Cowboy Movie. And it captures the feeling of the Old West, but it captures a lot of the same ideas that I've been talking about with the Western hero, David Crosby.
We were riding back to our camp. We were feeling very fine. The air was clear and slightly damp. Celebrate the ride of the train. We were talking kind of lonely, about not having to go out soon again. From young Billy, who's off central.
Joseph said you come to take young Billy home.
Crosby. That song is called Cowboy Movie, and that's from 1971 from his first solo album. So, you know, these powerful men, songwriters, great songwriters. Well, there's another songwriter that I'm very excited to have discovered. He's much younger. He's born sometime in the mid-90s. He's just turned 30 years old. His name is Jesse Wells, and he's from Arkansas, and he's been releasing music at a furious pace, like 2-3 songs a week. He releases songs on YouTube, and then he follows up eventually with studio recordings. He's one of my favorite musicians at this time, and I believe he also fits very nicely into the profile of the Western hero, usually a man, although we think about Annie Oakley, maybe a couple of other Western heroes that were women. But it's such a male concept. And it's someone who's critical of the world that they're around, and but they also see the beauty, and they have a certain depth and the ability to express things in song that just really sums things up in a way. So Jesse Wells, we're going to start with a song called See Arkansas. This is Jesse Wells.
One, two, ready, go. I asked the man when Texas ended. He said, if you're lucky, it won't. I said, I gotta get to Fort Smith. I was starting to lose all hope. The night was young and he pulled out a gun and the bullet just missed my nose. I thought I was delivered when I crossed the big river. Thought I knew, but I just didn't know. I passed over the Ozarks and onto the Wachitas. I skipped from poverty to poverty, fenced in Arkansas, Arkansas. I saw the soybean fields from the flatbed trucks, and I watched the concrete creep. Subdivided shopping on a black rock mountain, saying this is how it feels to be free. I read the billboard scripture, prophesying my damnation. Reaching for his life, preachers on his third wife, out in Branson on a big vacation. I passed over the Ozarks and onto the Wachitas. I skipped from poverty the poverty fenced in Arkansas, Arkansas. I saw a nuclear plant, homegrown, and I know it ain't fake, cause they grew it in a lake that they built just to cool its bones. And they handed out a lot of badges and made a lot of energy that they fired in a wire across state lines while the state slurped up the fee. And there ain't hardly a place that the meth ain't planted a dead white kiss. You can smell it in the air, you can see it in the chair. It's a pretty damn hard to miss. I saw a lawman shrug his whole body, resigned to an American God. Said if they wanted to, they would help themselves. And then he put away his Bible and he got out a gun. I passed over the Ozarks and onto the Wachitas. I skipped from poverty to poverty, fenced in Arkansas, Arkansas. Up in the Rockies, if that's where the big man meddles, then a lesser thing of a lower degree must have come down here and settled. I met revelators and archimandrites, the big and the belittled. Deep in my mind, I reckon all in good time we're gonna meet somewhere in the middle. I passed over the Ozarks and onto the Wachitas. I skipped from poverty to poverty, fenced in Arkansas, Arkansas. I can tell you where one thing ended and another did occur. It was new and it was old to me. It was more than I could observe. If what is seen is for the taken, and the taken can be seen, I'm gonna need your help with the calculations. I'm not sure what it all could mean. I passed over the Ozarks and onto the Wachitas. I skipped from poverty to poverty, fenced in Arkansas, Arkansas. Thank you. enchanted by the panic. I wish I was simple, plain like rain, running right down the middle. Everything inside me was hot, everything inside me was inflamed. I was looking everywhere for the man everybody told me I could blame. But I gotta keep moving on, 'cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong, yeah. Sail me out of this hell, Virgil. They poison the well, and I can't drink here now. Saint Steve Irwin, I'm a child, and I'm certain them are wild crocodiles. Won't you choke them out? Everything I'd ever seen was piled up into a dream. I was afraid I would forget, now I remember everything. So I gotta keep moving on, 'cause things still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. Bridging, swaying to dementia. That's the tune that they were playing. I could have swore somebody laughed as we were leaving Pangea. I had a nice enough time, things were fine. I guess I'll see you when I see you, 'cause I gotta keep moving on. 'Cause things still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving, keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat.
That was Jesse Wills, the song called Saint Steve Irwin. Right before that, See Arkansas. He's released these songs on an album called Patchwork, released in August of 2024. Jesse Wills, W-E-L-L-E-S. So we're going to keep going with a couple more songs from him. But it's interesting, that idea. We heard Tom Petty a little while ago, take what you can, all you can carry, you know, leave the past behind. The idea of constantly needing to be on the move, you know, we started out with Neil Young and that incredible solo acoustic version of The Loner from Carnegie Hall, you know, that same feeling of being outside of society. And somehow Jesse Wells seems to capture that in a lot of ways. We're going to hear a fairly serious song, Fear is the Mind Killer, which is a phrase that comes out of Herbert's Dune series, you know, Fear is the Mind Killer. And then we'll end up with something a little bit more, well, it's serious, but it's a little bit more satirical. When people at Boeing Aircraft blew the whistle on the company for shortages in their manufacturing processes, they got fired. So Jesse Wells wrote a song about that. So this is Jesse Wells. This is called Fear is the Mind Killer.
How was I supposed to know that my stone was gonna roll away down in the valley? How was I supposed to see all the fishes in the sea swimmed on without me? I was just a little stone at the bottom of the sea. The waves are crashing over me. How am I supposed to keep all of my sheep when the hill's so steep? How was I supposed to know that my soul was gonna go away down in the valley to the ocean, floating along with the strangest notion? Take off my old clothes and never put them back on. Takanaka, mowing my lawn on a Sunday, praying for the daisy's forgiveness and the rain to come onto the ocean. How's the surf down there in Japan, good man? Is it open? I wanna be specifically Pacific, but I'm on cans, and you know I must. I gotta trust this lust for the ocean picket. Big soul flower. The only thing I'd ever need was a big hot sun and the occasional shower. How was I supposed to know that my stone was gonna roll away down in the valley? How was I supposed to see all the fishes in the sea swim on without me to the ocean? Along with the strangest notion. Fear is the mind, is the mind killer. Killer, killer, the real dealer.
Joshua Dean had a memory keen. He was strong and he ran every day. But his lungs turned to goo and he had a stroke too. At 46, he was sent on his way. Oh, and Swampy Barnett loved his mama. And he took a lot of pride in his work. He found 300 reasons why a plane couldn't fly. And now he's over his head in the dirt. You can know a lot, you can know a little, but whatever you know, just don't blow the whistle. You can do the flute, you can play the fiddle, but whatever you do, just don't blow the whistle, alright? With the shiz, buddy, beware. They can make sure that you land safe and sound. They keep cutting their deals with the FAA, USA, fantastic lawyers of law. A little blip of the whistle cuts a bonus a little, but you can't never see what you never did saw. You can know a lot, you can know a little, but whatever you know, just don't blow the whistle. You can do the flute, you can play a fiddle, but whatever you do, just don't blow the whistle.
Don't blow the whistle. That's Jesse Wells. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, the idea of the American icon, the Western hero. From the music of Neil Young, Tom Petty, David Crosby, and Jesse Wells. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Holding on to a grudge can feel really, really good, at least at first.
In a chronic anger situation, there's a little bit of dopamine that you get, that pleasure chemical. Ah, I'm doing something about it.
The Psychology of Grudges, this week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
This is Ari Shapiro with NPR. If you've been thinking about helping this station with a contribution, but now is not the right time for a financial gift, you can donate a vehicle you don't need. Pickup is free, and it could be worth hundreds of dollars in support. Think about it, and thanks.
We accept any vehicle, running or not. including cars, trucks, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. Donate at WJFFradio.org.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's community bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year, offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank, still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.